Yossi Chazan Parshas Kisei Tzavoi.
Good morning. Everyone knows the Maisa that the Belzerov and his brother, the Bilgurayer, went Chodesh El Tovshin Hei to visit domestic Eliezer of Ishmael. And in the course of the discussion, so the Belzerov said, we say in the Zmir Shabbos from the Arizal, Zamer B'Shvochen, there's a line, Hei Rava Kamei, this Yisrael Amei, that the Eber should help, that all the avoiders of Kol Yisrael, Chodesh Tishrei, should be l'rotzen l'fnei Adin Kol. So the Tamesik Eliezer responded, as another chassidish shavur, it's put actually a certain slonimus for him, the Yisabrach brings from his father, the Divrei Yisrael, others for him, put the Kama a bit differently, Hey Ravo, that Kamei, the Tishrei, even before Tishrei, the Eber should be Mashris, Shechina, in Kol Yisrael, everything should be l'rotzen, should be and the Belzerov, when he heard this, he started to follow the Chazan just over many, many times this word. He was very tired by it. How, I thought to myself, how does one reach that darga, that kamei the tishrei, even if it's el, you're adding nechtav, and nechtav, v'altul, chayim toivim, v'altul, you need. It's part of the zemer of the Arizal, which is a zamer b'shvoch. In Sfarim, Akhtoishim is brought, the Siddur of the Bank of Emdin, it's brought from the Siddur of Shabbos, and the Arla Meir, many Sfarim bring. Azamir lebishvochim. That means if you want to be zoymer aritzim, you want to cut down miloshen karmachol esizmer, right? If you want to cut down all the mekatregim and all the powers that intercept our tefillis, how do you do so through giving shvachli do to the Eibush? Therefore, you find in Svarim Akdosh, but Matifrayim, that all of Kal Yisrael, everyone is marbe in amiras tilim in the zmiras of David Hamelech in Chodesh El. And Pshat is Azamir Beshvochim Meyal Goy Fischin, as the Arizal says. The Tzadikim say it's like a marshal of a fellow who's outside of the palace. Like the first Mishnah is after Shabbos, the Omi is Omer Bachutz. Over the king inside of his palace, of his mansion, is making a simcha. And the fellow, the Omi Omer Bachutz, is Mesameach in the simcha of the king. It's a Shabbos, it's a heilige tog. So he's also dancing and singing. That's his status. The king sees it, even though he's bachutz. Or derweila, he smells the reyach of the kaltapuch and kaddish and gan eden, all whatever, and he's mishtatif in this inyan. The king says, "Come right." So the, in other words, it says in Sforim that, and that is the raya that if a person is sameach and sings mirosh v'tishbochos, through that itself is the charaya that the Shechina is shared in him, and therefore, how does the it says Yirava Kamei the Sishrael Amei the Yisaneg Rishmei b'Mesikin v'Duvsh that it's brought in Svarim Akleishim the Yisabrach the Bajrus brings Mesikin v'Duvsh that through that Indian you have to clear to be mamtik all the dinim and to bring only that's why you have a shofar is dvash par akiyadua to be mamtik and bring all Yeshuas and brachos for himself and for Kal Yisrael. So I saw in the Sefer, the new Sefer that came out a few years ago, Yalkut Tibras Kodesh, from the Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Rebbe. And he had a whole marocha. Everyone knows, I've said many, many times, that the Iker Hachon of El is Dafka the Shabbos of El. You do it. And he speaks at length of the power of Zmiras and Tishbachas, singing Zmiras, Shabbos Achim Gam Yochad, on Shabbos itself. That is Gevaldik Kliach, especially in this time. And it brings Ramosim. Ashira Lashem Bechaya Zamral Lekai Beoidi, the Rashi Tevis and Makoil is Gimachi El. Says Hashem Roy Loy Echser, Sefi Tevis Yira. No is Deshe Yarbitzegni is Rashi Tevis Din. That even at a time when there's Yira, El, even a Kalsha Bekalim, the Summer Pachel Besori, nevertheless, a person knows that his Mizmer Ledovit are Zint, right? And Hashem Roy Le'etzar is able to be besimcha even in this period. And as the Sforim HaKadosh teaches from the Lech Lechovich and Slonim Sforim bring, that's the pasuk says in the Chemi that ichlu mashman even our shishon jemadin ichlu mashmanim shulam takin ki ched v'sashem im meuschem, that the simcha shel mitzvah, the simcha of the Eibusher or mamlekut shebrichu, having bitochin chazdei Hashem, as Rav Sofer says in a drasha, that every year becomes a beri chadosha, and you have the koyach to be mamluk the Eibusher, and the Eibusher is avarachman, etc. That gufa is meuschem, that is the strength of Kol Yisrael b'yemadim. You do it, says in Sforim, that even tshuva has to be done with the simcha. The pasuk says va'ata al te'otzvu, and va'ata el tshuva. Even tshuva, which the churin needs up, amirirus, ashirin lev, also has to be done. The simcha horayim, the tzidur shem avayim of the month of Tishrei is v'hoya. Ein v'hoya the lashon simcha chazal say. Here's a chayyav, the avoida of elul has to be done the simcha. And the Talmud Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe just adds a word. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Beil that the Eibusher told Moshe Rabbeinu maton l'toyv v'yeshli beiskenozai v'shabbos shmo. And maton l'toyv beiskenozai, I've said 1,000 times, is gematria. No, I just gave it away. 1,001, which is gematria Yerushalayim, right? And nevertheless, the Degel says, what is the maton l'toyv of Shabbos? 1,001. Yeah? 1,001, which is Gimachi Yerushalayim. So it's like, oh. Yeah? Hello? Right? And he adds, it's written, the Benoyim says, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim Kulchem. Hayoim refers to what? Rosh Hashanah. What is the Gimachi of Atem? With Mansapachmem, Aslosmem? 1,001. Okay? That what is the koyach that Yidin are nitzavim b'din Rosh Hashanah, right? This koyach of the matona teiva of Shabbos of Beisgenozai, right? And if atem nitzavim kuchu b'rachav kechem is gimachia matnus dira, etc. And a Yid knows that he's a spirit Shabbos, and Shabbos becomes the simcha of the Eibishter, becomes his simcha, and he's mekayim tarech l'fan ha'shulcha neged soyderai, he's mashtik all the mekatregim, and he's written in the books even kamei tishrei, even before tishrei. So he speaks at great length the powers of Shiras v'Tishbachos, of the Simcha, of the Slavos, of Chodesh El. Right? And why is this relevant to Shabbos? Because everyone knows this is the Shabbos, the Gemara says, the penultimate Shabbos of the year, where Ezra was Masakin, is the Shabbos that a Yid has to uf that Tichle Shonah Nekilisem, to get rid of all the tzoros and the kolos and the burdens and the anguish and the suffering of the past year. So how does he to oof the tichl shana v'kil yisrael? So normally you say pshat. There's a concept that shalom l'forum is hoseinu, right? That just by reading it, right? That's the Belzer of the Zakhaber Belzer says, that's why hazinu is called shir. At the kids will have the shir hazus, right? If you ever learned, I don't know, many of kids are in cheder time of read hazinu. It's usually ben hazman, right? Gefelicha techochis, gefelicha like nevuas of the future. Why is it? What's the shiru shebe dover? It's a very sad shiru. Because a yid could be lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fei, and by saying it, you don't have to chas v'shalom have it b'poil. So the pashto tichl shalom v'kil yisrael is by reading the teicho in this pasha, right? You know, there was once a fellow used to call his wife a nickname. He used to call her bruchu koisai. So his friend asked the uncle, why do you call your wife bruchu koisai? It's a strange name to name a nickname a wife. It's that kind of pasha filled with clues. Right? But the emes is the kolos we know are really brachas and yidna yitzah with already with just by reading it, by saying it, by learning it, by whatever. But there's a much deeper. The parsha is that the tichl shana v'kil yisrael is not just by reading the tichl. The beginning of the parsha, which deals with bikurim, right, is also a chelik of getting rid of the negativity. Where do I see this? Let's take the opening words. V'hoyo kisav elaris. V'hoya, as the Rechaya and the Vidus Rebbe said, V'hoya is in Utrikun, V'yoimru hine yoim hadid. Kolosh na paiten in the Sanatoyf. So the Chura, V'yoimru hine yoim hadid, is Malachim yechafezim chil v'ra'am yechafel, right? Aber V'hoya is a Lashon of Simcha. Ki sovo itove is Rashi Tevis, Toyur Gdulu mokimecha. El ha'oret, how do you achieve the Simcha and the Torah of Dula, Begash Mizbruch, Allah Kavim, El Ha'oretz. Ha'oretz is Gimashu with a Langer Tadik. No, Shabbos Kodesh, as the Avos Yisroel. right? Through this idea of Shabbos. How do I see Shabbos Tuzufa Hamtok of Dinam this week's parsha? How many? I said this 100 times. How many words are there in the Tehillah this week's parsha?
676.
676, which is gematria 26 times 26. But then you add, that's time deeper. But then you add just 26 more to it, so 27 times 26. No, Rabbi Shlomo.
702,
which is gematria Shabbos. So I see that Shabbos says the Medina Rav, that's why we read the Techa. Why don't you read it on Wednesday? Tainus. We dafka read the Techocha on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Koyach to be mamtik the Techa. And therefore, the Mashgiach says, Kisove el Oretz is Gimatria 766, which is Gimatria Vo Alecha Kolakolos, which is also Gimatria Yud Gimel Midus Rach, which also Vayapech Hashem Lechoyas Abrachol Lekola is Gimatria Yud Gimel Midus Rach. In other words, the power of Tovei through Shabbos, whatever, is the Koyach, the Mahapech, the Kolos into Dafka Brochs. Where does this come from? Bichal is the principle. You can only sing Shira, right? Mitzvah Simcha. It's part of common sense. The Gemara of Shomesh, who says by Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayiru ha'omes Hashem. When a person is struck by fear and trepidation, he clams into himself. He doesn't sing Shira. So how did Yidin sing Shira? They were on the Madrega then of Yiru. They saw the Yarak Doil. So, Nervos. They had a Munna, a Tifa Vort. Ein Lechlam, and now I'm holding by Yiru. I'm not holding by the Madrega of Av. They had a munah not what they are, but what they can yet be. Therefore, Oz Yosher Moshe. The koyach of the munah came because they believed in the promise of the Eber, so they'll reach a higher madrega of Ava. The MS, there's a Kal Godel that Shira, singing Tishbacha, is Mamtik Oldinim. There's a vort in the Cheris Yisrael, in the Valednikar. It's a Muridik vort. He says, Pasuk says in Tillim and Samachay, Yisra'au af yashiru. So normally you're singing your words of celebration, etc., etc. So he says, Yisra'au miloshim trua. How, Yisra'au af, how do you break when the time of Chorin af, when there's divine anger and wrath? Through Shira. Shira has the koyach to brechen, all the, to break all the negativity in the world. As Svarim HaKetzidikim said, Ki v'simcha seitzeyu. With simcha, Yid goes out from all tzoras and all yisurim and all problems in life. It's actually a pasuk we read a few months ago in Parshas Dvorim. A pasuk you just read over. Pasuk says, Tzidoinim yikaru l'chermoin Syrian. The Tzidoinim call this Mount Hermon. Right? They call it Syrian. The Hamayri yikaru l'isnir. Makes, does anything for you? Like it really, what's up with them?
Yes.
One second. So the word from the Abderov and Oiv Yisrael. Hatsi doinim, rishoyim, who are on the tzad. They're on one extreme, the other extreme. They don't go in the derech ha-yosher, which the Rambam said, the derech ha-mamutza, right? They call chermon. Chermon refers to the Yitzahor. Who asotin, who Yitzahoru, malacham movis, who's machrim yidin, makes chorev ayid. They call it what? Syrian. Syrian stands for Smol Rom Yemin Neufel. The left side is in the ascendancy, the right side, the side of Chesed, the side of Kedusha, is Dre. Aber the Emoiri, Tzadikim, who Davin, or Milosh in this week's Pasha, the Shem Emir Chayoyim, the Shem Emarto, what do they call it?
Sneer.
What does Sneer stand for? Smol Neufel, same letters. Smol Neufel, Yemin Rom. Right? That Kedusha, the Ziskadol, Ziskadol, Shmei Rabbo, and the left side isn't there. So the Tzemach Tzadik of Vishnu is as a Tivur. Hatzi Doinim, those who show him the Itzahoru, who's sad. Chal Yis Neshamas Yisrael, they call Hermon Syrian. Syrian is Gematria, Tikkun. You already, how do you get the, it's a Tivur, I get shot for saying this, I mentioned it. How will you come to your Tikkun? They say, you want to do Tikkun? You have to misagif yourself, make a gilgul shelig, fast every day, etc., etc. Break your goof. You do that, and what is the outcome of that? See, small ram yimin neifel. What is emuri? What the tzaddikim do? They say the ikur tikkun is emuri. Speaking, singing zirz which is bochus. then you get sneer is small neifel and yimin, and therefore he says sneer is 560, which is dam toko. Elikim is 86. How much is 80 times 5? 5 egvurus. How do you say that in Shana Rabba? 430. Plus 5 times the hegsodim of Hawaii. How much is 26 times 5? 130. How much is 430 plus 130? 560 was near. Your mamtik gvuras bichsadim when a yid is noyik through the zmiras and tishbachas. Why am I speaking about zmiras and tishbachas, singing Shabbos, zmiras, whatever? And this week, because this week we read the parasha of Bikurim. And b'chal, why do we read parasha of Bikurim in El? Right? The parasha simple pshat is, because it says in Zohar that just like a woman has a first child called a b'chor, which is very choshu, and a person goes down to his field, and he feeds the first fruits growing. It was very choshu. By the Eibishter, who is the b'chor to the Eibishter? Klape all the umas oylem. Chal Yisrael, b'ni b'chor Yisrael. So we read Parshas Bikurim about the flow, the greatness, the tayrekai, the chavivus of Bikurim, dafke chodesh el before Yom Adin, to underline the mile of Chal Yisrael, b'ni b'chor Yisrael. But the tifuvot. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, that Bikurim is Tom Shira. Now, if I had the time, which I don't, I would speak alumnus, that actually people make a big mistake. But this Yisod, I'm telling you the final, not the whole pilpul. Ten for Zrambam, Zerashi, Mzech, the Sukkah, you want an Erchon, Dafir, many Mikurim. There's two in Yonim and Shira when it comes to Bikurim. People mistake it. There's one Indian that when in the ascent, when you go, the Chol Makir, the flutist who's playing, then when you go to the Azora, there's one Indian of Shira. And that's a Shira, like a Shira of Simcha that I'm going to fill the mitzvah. The second Shira is, which is a din like in the Avoida, which is a Machlikas, Rav Mat HaGeshef, that Bishas, the Avoida of Bikurim, i.e. when the Koyin lifts it up, is Melechumevi, the Trufa, then there's another type of shir. What's the difference? The second is an avoida like you do by all karbonis, which has to be done by Levim, on the duchen, and a levi who's a meshuar, who's meshayer, chayiv nisa, and it can only be done by day, it can't be done by night, etc., etc. But the first type of shira, which is the shira of a simcha, not chelik in the avoida, is the shira that a yid is had that can be done by night, as you see by sukkahs. You have the done by night. Everyone's mishtatev, etc., etc. That's a different gather. All kinds of gemiras, this answers Rambams, etc., etc. But there's a special hadgosha with shira when it comes to bikurim. If you ever learn Mishnayos, which is a very good idea, what is the siyum of Masechta of Seder Zroim? Bikurim. Actually, the fourth chapter, you look in your article, Rabbi Arskel, it's actually a Sefta, it doesn't belong there, it's just some printer in Amsterdam, Hakterain. But it actually ends with Perigim, right? And that in Perigim, we have the Yin of Shir. So one of the great rebbes once said, we have a principle that no soifun b'tchilos always gets me the end of the beginning. Why is Bikurim intrinsically connected to Shir? Because if Chal Seder Zroim is Emuna, Shemam, and Bechayel, and Vizireh, Ubefrat Bikurim has a connection to the beginning of Seder Zroim, which is connected to Emes HaKoyer and Hashma. What is the central meaning of Bikurim? Without all the different, the simple pshat is, by the way, if you want to remember where to look, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Bikurim is found where? Parshas Mishpot. Hello? Earth. Yeah? What mitzvah? I don't know anything. I'm an ignoramus. I always make a mnemonic. What mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs in the beginning is the mitzvah of Bikurim, Paras Mishpatim, mitzvah Tzadik Aleph. And the mitzvah of Kriya on Bikurim, what number is this? You told the end here. 606. You don't got to be a genius to work out. That's what I'm saying. Tzadik Aleph is Gimachi Havaya Adnai. Hello? Yeah, 96? 91? Yeah? And 606 is Gimatria Rus. And the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Zayin, why was she called Rus? Because she was the grandmother of David, Sherivol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shir HaZuchim. So I see the Mikra Bikurim is so, that's the way to remember, it's Rus. what is the, you see, Chazal, like, there's an unbelievable tirkeit to Mitzvah Bikur. The Al-Sheikh already asked, wow. Chazal say, the world was created because, Bereishis, because of Reishis. What is Reishis? Bikur. So the world was created for Mitzvah Bikur. Maybe the world was created for the Lois of Shatnas. But Bikur, right? It's a Medrash HaGadol answer. It's a Pesuk. The Medrash HaGadol answer, read the Loshen. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Barasi Yisrael, V'le Barasin Elu L'Shabeach B'Shmi U'L'Sach Per Tilos. Sh'nehmer Amzu Yotar Tuli, Tilos Yisapeir. Hello? The whole purpose of the creation of Klal Yisrael, Rashi says, why Bereishis B'Shvil Yisrael Sh'nikur Reishis? And the whole purpose of creating Eden was to say Shira. In fact, there's a Medrash Yisrael B'Kiva who says, Il mole shira vizimrishim oimil lefonai bechol yoim leberossi as her ethelogi. Because the Abishah only created the world for the shira tishbachas of Kol Yisrael. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omar Rav, Ibra, le Ibra alma elodot. The whole world was created for the source of Dovid. It's because of Dovid. Because Dovid made shira tishbachas, made till. The Yalkut Shemuni, which says, Bishoash HaKadosh Baruch Hu mabit be'elomim. V'ruya bote kartotiyos u'bote kargisoyos yoishvim betach v'shanon v'shalom. The Abishah sees Old Trafford, Achmeshim, with some, yeah, and everyone's sitting there having a good time eating hiring hot, whatever they do here, right, yeah? And the Beis HaMikdash is Chorit, who mistakel by Lomei Lachri. The Abishah wants to destroy the world. Bavelt! All the rock concerts and Alish Fatiyarna, they're all, whatever. And the shul is like, Kivin shi Yisrael nichnosim shachar the Beis HaMikdash, and see us about the Midrash. Which is called Yisrael. So immediately Nocha Daitei Shal HaKadosh Baruch, and he's not Macher of the world. Right? And therefore, he's Miyashiv Daitei. That's Kat and Pasuk, V'at HaKadosh, Chadal said, Yoshev Tehilu Yisrael, that what's Miyashiv Daitei Shal HaKadosh Baruch, he shouldn't destroy the world, when Yidin comes to Shul Meshabeach Leibish. In fact, in the Mashoah in Masechet Brachos, he says that even though Chazal say Miyoyim Shenechar Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Mechitza Shel Barzel Ben Yisrael Aviyam Shemayim, that only applies when a Yid is asking for his own personal needs. Or where a Yid Davin is singing Shiras with the Shabbos of the Eibishter, since that is the Tachlis of Briyas HaOilam, right? There could, by definition, there can't be a Mechitza, otherwise the world would not exist. By the way, if you're a smart person, I'm telling you as a chaver, sometimes a person has a request, right? And it's fun, you know, everyone knows that, I don't want to be makakrivi, but lav dafka, everyone's on a madrega of chinib adoysa, put it that way. Right? And you want, but you want the request as urgent, as critical, as mamish, or Shabbos, and Shabbos, you know, to ask your own needs. What do you do? So the Sadiqim said, in the brachas, the first bracha, the first two brachas, when you say, whatever you have it in mind, b'shas, you're just giving a shvach to the Eibishter. Because the hua makatrim malachim. And Tosfos says malachim don't know what's in a person's heart, what's in his mind. And something which you're saying, b'teira shvach of the Eibishter, the Mashal just told me, that's, so you gotta be able to chochem, b'tachbulah, tassel lucham luchama, and sometimes you ask what you need, b'machshava, in the context of the shvach to the Eibishter. And that's a good thing to know, shortcut, and every time you need to have the payoff. If you have any needs, I don't know. Okay. Therefore, the pasuk says, you got my, hello? Says, Gewaldige Kuyach in the whole creation of the world is for the mitzvah of the Shvach. And what is Bikurim? This is Bikurim. Bikurim is Pshat, that a Yid Aner Ken, as the Chinuch says, that is an oni, he's a miskin, a gornish, right? Less like migar me klum, he has no schusim, not kichi veitzim, everything he has, where the baruch is, the gashmi is, comes from the Eibush. That's how the samachta b'chol hatoiv, this forum say. By the way, when do you bring bikurim? When do you bring in your kaira? Only about tzeres, so it's chalaya says the batunur al-asar, the mishnah in bikurim, that the mitzvah of Bikurim is inextricably linked to Simcha. You have to have the madrega of Simcha. Because when a person has bitochen in the Eibishter, right, then you come to Simcha. What does the pasuk say in this week's parasha? V'samachta b'cholatev, right? When a Yid knows everything comes from the Eibishter, they have bitochen. If you have bitachon, you have a statkus. It's all totally habaha, right? It's coming from the Eibishter, and therefore you have the simcha. And therefore, the cousins and Maggid's son, that's Moshe, that Moshe says, "V'hoya ekev tishmu." That's called a mishpat ameila. Ekev is the end. End could be all this from taisha in different ways. The famous taisha of the Das Moshe is ekev means the end of the year. At the end of the year, v'hoya ekev tishmu, a person realized, hey, you know, in 2 weeks, like, you know, it's like you'll be standing there, right? And it's like zoychel v'royadin, right? So what do you do? And you're going to stand there pleading. So you know that nevertheless, if a Yid has bitochen in the Eibishter, in the chesed of the Eibishter, in the Eibishter's infinite love of a Jew, right? That a Yid has the ability, come whatever may, to write himself into a gemensh year. And that's pshat, as the Sforim say, oh, I was successful, right? What do you do? Kirich Olav Gemi. Gemi, as all the forums say, stands for Gedolim Masi Hashem. That everything comes. It's possible it says, Higdil Hashem, lastly, see Monu. When a Yid realizes everything that he has, the Higdil, the Chesed, Gedolim, comes from the Eibishter, then Hayin Smech and he has Simcha. Therefore, it's possible to Samachta Bechol Hatoiv. Bechol Hatoiv is Gimatria. Bechol Hatoiv. Come on. Wakey, wakey. 74. What is 74? Bitchu Boy. Ad. Everyone knows that Ad is the letters before Elokim. No? Yes, you know. Which is the name of Bitochen. When the Yid has Bitochen, right? And they have to in the Eibishter, then he has Simcha. Therefore, what Pasuk, no, start the Shir, what Pasuk did they say when they came to the Azorah? No. You say it every day. Huh? No. Not by David HaMelech, by when you brought Bikurim. The Mishnah. The mission. You sang the pasuk Ari Mimcha Hashem. Who said this? What does it mean? It's a tight. Ari Mimcha Hashem. You say it every day. Simple pshat is from the word dal. Poor. Less than bigger make clue. Right. The Zohar has an expression. Less tzilusa kitzilusa the miskin. A person is only ve'evian garnished. He davened zakas hadal takshiv v'zishir. I'm the lison. Another pshat in Dilisoni means to faket, to pick you up. The famous moshel of the Kodesh of Magid, which he brings from Aaron HaGadol, that when you want to pick up a binyan, a lever, you don't pick it up from the top, you pick it up from the bottom. A person's taki in drerd, right? Yeah? Then you pick up the whole binyan. Try to pick it up from the middle, the whole thing comes collapsing down. The Afka person is not totally anything by himself. He often said, and I said every year, I say, Reb Nochum of Mir used to always say, I'm all the Gemara El. Hain, the prophet, the Yortzeit of El. You're reading this forum, the rabbi tells you in the drasha, Chayzer, this also entered, this one fainted, this one chalish in the olden days, the Chadon said Shabbos of Orchim Chayzer El, everyone's fainting, used to power barrels of water, and remember, prophet, the Yortzeit, I'm all the Gemara El. So then came the next generation of Bali Musur, and Rabbi, look at this forum, eights, shortcuts. Say Yehishmer Rabba, Kolom Racham Alabrias. 108 is short. Cheshmer Alef. Today, even those eights are not going to work. Today, you mamish literally kedalim v'charoshim the fact of the at least a person has to have the bitochen in the Eibishter's sodom. You have gornish, the famous word I've said 100 times here. The movie, I love this. I live with this word. If you be a Maharadreg, you'd also be able to live with this word. Nothing else to live with. There's a meister with Yechiel of Alexander, the first Alexander Rebbe. And he went to a kfarsna with Farnida Shabbos with the son, and he took ill. And he thought, I gave this. He's poshut gonna. This is it. Saying, Viva, it's all. There's no doctor, there's no nurse, there's no hospital, there's no NHS, it's gorgeous. His son, the Yismach Yisrael, says, Ich schwer, 50 Sefer Torah, that Tata, you're gonna get better. And Kachav, a whole long story, but the morning he was poshut, amazing. So afterwards, he asked his son, the Yismach Yisrael, how did you have like the ha'ozo, the arashvu, the raisa? He said, I suddenly remember Ashkocha Prot is a word from the Holy Rishon. So the Kaddisha from Rishon said, Prot is an ono tasti respanecha, an ono ashes eitzlis benavshi. As long as how long they're able to hide your face, your countenance, your benevolence, your kindness from us, an ono ashes eitzlis benavshi. So the Rishon are famously tight. As long as a person has Eitzes, Begashmias, Beruchnias, it was okay, for the thank you. Take care of your Eitzes, use your Eitzes. If you realize there's no Eitzes, then the Eibush is not master upon him anymore. That's, what does the Pasuk say? Ein Eitzav, Ein Chachmav, Ein Tfunah Neged Hashem. So I think what the Kabriner said, Ein, in Yiddish, play on words, Ein means what?
One.
There's one Eitzah, and there's one Chachmah, and there's one Tfunah Neged Hashem. Nothing else. All these, I'm standing there all around the area, right? And you're that you rely, but the M is not just word, not just empty meaning. And that you realize, there's no Eitzah. So David HaMelech, the Gemara says in Shabbos, asked Eibishter, M'choy Le'el Yisyov. Eibishter, I'll be M'choy. Show the world. Not B'chay. So when the HaMelech came to bring the Aron HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, Dovku She'orim Zepozeh, and then he said, Zochel Lechazdei David, bit all that went in, and the whole world, and Ruchshu Pnei Soni David, Kishul Yakadera, and everyone knew the M'choy Le'el Yisyov. So the Gemara says, "Be'emes David wasn't royal yisichet el hayris truva aliyoch." Complete that pshat. Arimimcha Hashem ki dilisoni. The David HaMelech became the delus, the shar for all Balichu. All the three pshatim are interrelated. If you remember, I said every shin Tammuz and Av over and over the 3 months Tammuz Av and El is connected to 12 letters of the meal of Shem Adnai. So the second letter times three is Thomas of an El, Dalid Lamid. Hello, you remember this? I said this 100 times. Yeah, hello. Dal, hello. Yeah, and then comes the Tuf of Elul, and from a Dal you become the Delts. Arimim Hashem Kidul Yisrael. By the way, which are the two tribes of Thomas and of? I said it's like 1,000 every week for a whole Thomas and of. That's 8 weeks. Hello, Reuven Shim. And which is the tribe of the month of El?
God.
What do you got? You say in Slichot. I'm just saying it just Derech Agav comes to mind. The base Elikim Nahalech Rogish. What is Rogish? Reuven, God, Shimon. Right. By the way, Darizal says in Sinarizal, the Rogish is Gimatria Aleph Beis Gimel. Yud, Ana b'choyach gedulas yemin chotat yitzur. You have to have a Jewish sitter, and the Jewish sitter has like next to the Ana b'choyach. Yeah. That shame is gematria beregish, right? Which is the seven lines of Ana b'choyach of the seven meters. What's the first one? Chesed. That a yid could go into shul, right? You should know it's a chesed. The chesed the Eibush left you into shul, and you're going into his house, right? If I had the time, or the kech, I'll give you a whole shmuz I gave in a different shul about not talking in shul. So, whatever, I'm not repeating it. I wish to heard you. Right? Basically, even if there's midas hadin, if you go into shul with that, whatever. Now I understand the chakash. What was the end of Parsh Kisaytse about? Maybe in your shul. Read that. The emes is the Moshe's king of Balei Tosis brings a medrash. I don't know where the medrash is, but Balei Tosis bring it. That Amolek is called Rashis and Bikurim is called Rashis. What? Rashis Gar Amolek. Yeah, I know that also. Yeah, right. Rashis Gar Amolek, and here it's called Rashis, right? And therefore Yahweh Rashis because Bikurim and Ma'abed. What is the connection between the two? By the way, Tishrei is Gematria 910, which is Gematria Ain't Sotan the Ain't Pegara, which is Gematria 910, Yitamu Chatoyim in Oretz. Tishrei is a Gevaldig Eskula to get rid of evil. Rak, Kol Hayoyim is Oifetev is Amolik. Right? Rak, Kol Hayoyim is Gematria Truah. You know what Truah means? Teroyim B'Shevet Barzel, to crush, to clobber, to hack, to whatever, to shmeist. Yes? The Merumba says the Barna Verov. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chavtes, Hainu Taimed the Shofar, Hainu Taimed the Megillah. We're talking about Takanos. The same thing that through on Purim, you get rid of Amalek. Same thing to Tzkiyah Shofar. How do you know Mordechai's name was? There's a Yud, Chavtalit, and a Reish Mem. Yud is 10, by the way, for any mathematicians. Hello? Chavtalit is 24. How much is 24 times 10?
24.
Which is the Reish Mem. Yes?
Amalek.
A bingo, Amalek, Elacher, Chesophik, all the good stuff. Yeah. So Mordechai destroys Amalek. How many days are there in the 10 days of tshuva? And holy water, yeah. How many hours in a day? Still 24. So weiter, in the 10 days of tshuva, you could destroy Amalek, right? Therefore, Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikorin. Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, change shuls, right? Called Yom in our shul, your Kaddish Yisrael, the Yom Ha, not Yom HaDin, Yom HaZikorin, right? Which is the meaning of Zachar, as is also Amalek LeSishkoch, right? Yes. Oh, so now I understand the end of Parshas Kesef deals with Mechias Amalek. Now the Hoya, which is the Tzino Shem Havaya of Tishrei, right? By the way, there's a beautiful word from Ram Shor, like I believe. By Yankov Avinu, it says, Vateka kaf yerech Yankov be'ofke yimai, right? He was
dislocated.
What was dislocated? By the way, Vateka is the Lashon Tkiya. Kaf is Gimachi 100. How many Tkiyas do you blow in your
drawer? 100.
We're on the same page, at least fine. Hello? Yeah, 100. Vateka kaf yerech. Yerech is Yud Reish Chof. Stands for Yam, Rakia. Kisei, a famous Mosefer, which is the Kisei of the Eibishter? That refers to Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Kisei, Kovei, Marim, Rishon. You don't know Yirmiyah, at least Gemara Pesachim. Hello? Beginning. Right? The first 10 blad of Pesachim, everyone learned. A little childhood, short childhood, right? So the Kisei Hashem is Prati, is Galus of Malchus Shemayim in this world. Amalek, Esav does not bother. Let the Eibishter be in heaven, in Olam Hatzilus, right? And like Friar people always say, you know, as long as the Eibishter stays in shul, and he's happy with tempi on the pan, as they say, and he doesn't invade my bedroom and my boardroom and my kitchen, all that, and he minds his business, I'll come visit him, he'll come visit me, you know, and we're good friends, we're like, you know, I'm on fire. But when the Eibishter's trying to come down here and tachtoin him in my business, in my choyshu mishpat questions, in my whatever, doesn't it, right? So Amalek is menagi dafka to the keys of Beis HaMikdash down here in this world. To shechina betachtoin. Then if we daven, what is daven Hashem? Ki savir memshel azodin. Who's the Zayd? Hello? Zayd Yair Leitz, Shemoyz, the Pasuk said. Who's the Yair? Who's the Letz? Letz takizu Amalek, Chazal said. The void of Rosh Hashanah is to be oikir the Amalek. Not the United Nations. But the United Hearts. Right? I always said it. What's the gematria of Shema? I said 1,118. Yeah. What's the gematria of Boruch Shem Kvod Mechuz Leilam Vod? Yichud Tato down here. Shem Kvod Mechuz down here. 1,358. Okay. What is the difference between 1,358 and 1,118?
214.
Bingo. In other words, Amalek says the Eibishter Atzilus Yichud Ilo Gvaldik. Or but there's Boruch Shem Kvod Mechuz Leilam Vod in this world Tachtoyim that he can't find him. Right. So that's why he fights against the kaf. The avoid of kiyah shofar is that to be masakin the vateka kaf yerech yankuv be'of kimei. Can the Chazal say, Morrison Shabbos kuf yudayim, kiyah shofar is not a melacha; it's a chachma of any melacha. What's chachma mean? Koyachma, as the Shul says, bittel. You mevatel yourself to do the rotan avinu shemayim, right? So Avraham Shmuel says the Meiritz Gevor. I don't know how you figure this out, but kiyah shvorin trua kiyah plus chachma. Is Gematria 2476, which is Gematria? Yeah. Come on. Yehudi Lo, Yehudi Shema Yisrael, 1118, plus, hello, plus 1358, is Gematria, right? Kiyah, Shvorim, through Kiyah, plus Chach. What do I learn from this? What's the vort here? Amalek is Kriyus. Kriyus means
coldness.
You can do everything right. Right? Count. You know, indifferent. Apathetic. What is the avoid of Rosh Hashanah? I always tell people, Zrizus. On Rosh Hashanah there's a din that man was created. It's your birthday, the birthday of mankind. It's the day when you're supposed to become a Briya Chadosh. To be fresh, to be... Where was Adam created from? No, Yerushalayim. Evan Shasir, from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Therefore, Beis HaMikdash is Gimatria Rosh Hashanah. Exactly, as the Emre Noyim says. Which is Gimatria D'Sheinim V'Rananim Yiyu. A Yid on Rosh Hashanah has to be fresh. That's why Chazal say on Rosh Hashanah, Man de Domi B'Rei Shaita Domi L'Mazel. Person sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, you have a shlof in the ear. Why? Just like in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're allowed to sleep in the Beis HaMikdash, they burn your clothes. The guy was going around, right? Wasn't very healthy. health and safety did not, you know, did not approve of sleeping in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Same thing in Rosh Hashanah. Gedatin of Bereishis is Echad B'Tishrei, a new beginning, to be fresh. What does the Zion mean? Hello? That's the seven, connected 7 days of the week, seven mitzvahs on a harp. How many neiman, how many notes do you have? Seven. Hello. On Shabbos, how many zmiris, how many kapitlach you say in your shul?
Seven.
Six. So
six.
The six, then you sing l'chadoidi, and then you say, Mizmer shir li'em ha-Shabbos et ha-Kaliv lo'ayim l'Hashem. Li'em ha-Shabbos l'Shabbeach l'Aymer. Shabbos of shir. Because now you've completed the whole shira, to going back to our, is a sign of what? The lips, you're alive, you're Meshabeach Omer, right? Therefore, Bikurim, which is Frischkeit, is Ton Shira. Just like Rosh Hashanah, the time of Halubit Kirsh Heitivu Nagin Bisru, it's a Nigin. Therefore, what is Amalek? Amalek is also a Rashis. But it's a Rashis which starts, but Acharisoi Adi Ovid. Acharisoi Adi Ovid is Gimachia Kaddish Liko Bechor, Zelum Bezel. The opposite of the Yid is Makaddish the Bechor with the Chayas, right? That he never fashloffen. Therefore, I can't have time to elaborate. With the bracha on Rosh Hashanah, the Baruch Ato Hashem, the Kaddish Yisrael, the Yom Hazikaron, is b'gimatria lishpeit tzar esav v'hoyso Hashem amlucha. When the Yid has a frishkeit and avodas Hashem, in other words, the Satan is a genius. All right, you got 99.99% of mankind is left pocket. What does he do? He comes to Afruma Yitzhar and the Fadreit Rakop. And he's knifeful you in Yush and decoin and you start learning whatever. And you say, a guy like me, there's no hope. And I just don't want to hear. I'm might as well chaper a bit of a geschmack in this world. That's the worst of a person who's a more shchoyritika, atzvitika person, that's called avoidazor. How do I know? You say in Hal, all over Tillim, Atzabeyem, we call Avoydazor. Another name for Avoydazor is what? Atzabeyem. Avoydazor. Atzvos nach Avoydazor. It's the worst thing, it's a horrible frat with the rain. And therefore, a person has to know, Yatzabeyem Bikurim, Kisove el Oretz, Gimachia, Eis Lechenen, Lokivamoyin, which is also Bigimachia, Chuvamahavo. I hate to be like, whatever. You know, in Sforim Akhoshim, looking at the Gareth Chuvah, whatever. Chuvamahavo is like a Valdig of Ora. We're so low. You got no time. You got to jump like a Tchila river. What is Tshuva Me'ava for people? A Tshuva Mitzich Simcha. A Tshuva that says, don't look at the past. Don't park in the mud, as the Chushirim said. Un just gave weiter. And even though you said the same thing last year, but the Rebbe Rebbe said, or but this year, Me'enich Erlich. And the Apes helped them. That's Chutz, which Taka Bizoicha, Tzki Yisov Yel Oreth, the Eis Lechenen, Lechiv Amoyim. Oh,
hey! 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 Hey